Pittsburgh Town Council to order. And I need a motion to go in camera. Counselor Courtney, you gotta read it.
Oh, Jesus, everyone. I don't have a pick for it. That council move into an in-camera meeting, oh, sorry.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yes, sorry, I apologize, yeah.
Just for the audience here. Just make sure you guys can hear me in the back of the room. That council move into an in-camera meeting of council at 5 p.m. pursuant to section 239 of the Municipal Act 2001, as amended for the following reasons. Item A, section 239-2B, personal matters about identifiable individuals, including municipal or local board employees.
Second, Deputy Mayor, almost said council. Deputy Mayor, all those in favor? Carried.
66 for another, it's utilities.
Yeah, it is, yeah, okay.
Yeah, motion to resume. Counselor Prue and Counselor Simone, all those in favor? Carried, please stand for national anthem. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest on the public agenda? Counselor Prue?
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I'm not sure it's a pecuniary interest, but I want to declare it all the same. It is an interest that my wife is an applicant for two positions on boards and committees, and I don't believe that I should be voting on it.
Thank you. Any other declarations of interest? Okay, seeing none. That brings us to delegations, and Jenny LaJoy. Just push that.
Mary Carlo, members of council. I'm the privilege of being a volunteer with the River Lights Association. On behalf of the families who continue to look forward to the magnificent feelings when they step inside the gingerbread warming house in large part, Karen and Mark Usher, the River Lights Committee would like to bring this request for a plaque at Toddy Jones Park Pavilion, designating it as the Karen and Mark Usher Gingerbread Warming House. Since 2007, the River Lights Winter Festival has been a long-standing tradition event in our community. Up until 2018, the event has been virtually organized and supported by the residents, sponsors, and volunteers of Amherstburg. The Gingerbread Warming House is a much-loved and integral part of the festival in which thousands of families have visited Amherstburg to not only enjoy the lights, but to partake in the activities and beauty of the Gingerbread Warming House. Year after year and hundreds of volunteer hours later, Karen and Mark Usher begin working on the structure almost immediately after each year's previous festival. Night and day, cold, rain, and snow like today, and every other element imaginable, they never waver to get the gingerbread beautiful warming house each season. The Gingerbread Warming House is also the venue for the popular Gingerbread House Contest. This year we have 60 entries in the Gingerbread Contest, and hosts many events like the Channel's Christmas Party and many more each weekend. Much of it free of charge, namely because of the hard work and efforts of Karen and Mark Usher. They've done this for over 11 years. Karen and Mark have been residents of Amherstburg for 43 years. Many may remember Karen as a nurse at a busy local medical clinic, and Mark who taught at General Amherst for 32 years. As a coach and mentor, he is remembered fondly by many students as Sir, and by the students who went to school across the street from the Gingerbread Warming House. Both have dedicated part of their retirement to giving back selflessly, graciously, and warmly to their beloved community so that others can enjoy a magical family tradition at Toddy Jones Park. Once again, the River Lights Committee would like to bring this request for a plaque at Toddy Jones Park Pavilion, designating it as the Karen and Mark Usher Gingerbread Warming House. Thank you.
Questions or comments? Councilor Simone?
Would the plaque be up like all year round or just during the winter months for the River Lake?
I would say all year round.
Maybe something metal like we use on the heritage homes?
Yes.
Yeah. Councilor Prue?
Well, I just have a question of staff. Do we have a policy for naming houses, streets, parks, all those kinds of things? Do we have that? Because if we have a policy, we should follow it. I don't have any objection to the suggestion, but I'm not sure. What is this here? Is there a policy?
There is not a policy currently.
Okay.
We're working on policies.
All right, so what we do then is on the fly.
Yes, we do. Deputy Mayor?
Thank you. I see no problem with the request here. Would that be covered under the, since it's coming from the River Lights Festival, would that be covered in the budget, tourism budget for the plaque?
Through your worship to the Deputy Mayor, yes, it would.
Okay, well, once it's received, then the delegates receive, then I'll put forth a motion.
We could do both at the same time, motion to receive and put
okay,
forth a motion.
Well, then I would put forth a motion that the delegate be received and that we look into establishing a plaque or having a plaque done to in honor.
Is there a second? Councilor McGarvey? Any questions or comments? Councilor Prue?
Yeah, I mean, this is... plaques can come in many sizes, be put in many locations, made of many products. Is there any fleshing out of this, or is it just a generic plaque and we'll come back and see it later, see if we like it or don't like it, if it's big enough or not big enough, if it's going in the right place or not. If it's inside, maybe can be made of wood. If it's outside, it has to be metal. I mean, I don't know.
Sir, I think we're looking at a 12x18 metal.
Thank you.
Okay.
Perfect.
And it's probably a good thing that we do this before the regulations come into effect.
So if that is part of the motion, that it's a 12x18 metal plaque, I would be pleased to support it.
Friendly amendment?
And that'll be fine.
On the exterior, where exactly were you thinking? We do have that brick center structure.
There's one there now. There's one on the brick now from when it was first built.
Is there?
But shouldn't.
I believe we're looking at the other side of where that plaque is.
And the same size, probably, right? Similar?
Yes.
Yeah, they worked once.
Okay. So are you okay with the amendment?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And any other questions or comments? Councilor Simone?
I just have a concern because our events around the town are run all by volunteers. Could potentially we say thank you to all volunteers and especially Mr. and Mrs. Usher? I just don't want to exclude anyone for the hard work that they do.
busy at this all year round. If you've been in the warming house, and I assume that you have, all those beautiful lollipops, the trees, the banners, it's all done by the ushers.
Supplementary to that, Councilor Small, last year was the first year that council approved a budget to actually have an event for volunteers, and we are continuing that in this year's budget, so we are recognizing the work of volunteers and having a celebration to recognize that. If you're looking for more than that, then we can investigate it, but that's what council decided last year for volunteers.
Can I just make one more remark? If everyone knew how much fun it was to work on this project with the wonderful people at the tourist department, there'd be 4,000 people lined up in the street, did you?
Deputy Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Responsive to comments. I mean, through the whole municipality, we recognize people for different things, whether it be, you know, naming a park, naming a street, naming whatever, Coan Park. We plant a tree with a small plaque at the base of the tree in recognition of all of the years of volunteers, of, you know, people that have done so. I mean, there's recognitions that goes on, I mean, on an ongoing basis in the community. I see no harm in doing more of that.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, all those in favor? Carried. Thank you. I believe we will, yes.
Can I say something on
this? Of course.
I'm Mark Eicher. I got kind of sidewinded into this thing. I thought we were coming over here to ask for money. Anyway, I just want to thank you very much for taking on River Lights. We were concerned a couple of years ago that River Lights might end up dwindling away, being a volunteer agency and having difficulty getting volunteers, etc. And then when the town offered to help us out, take it over, that was really, really something that Karen and I felt very pleased about, simply because we knew River Lights could continue on. We didn't want it to stop. River Lights is something super special, guys. If you've been to Windsor and you've seen that fantastic display of $3 million worth of lights, it's awesome. But you know something? If you come here, what you will see is families with kids in front of all those little animated figures. And it's about family. That's what this is about. And if you into the Mormon house and you've seen that. It's, I think it's family and history, kind of the graveyard part of the historical part of it, and the remembrance part of it for many of the angels in the angel card. But yeah, we do the River Lights and we do the warming house because you stand on the opening night, if you stand at that fireplace and you look at that door, every little kid that comes in there, and they're gonna like another little just fabulous. So thank you very much for everything you've done. Thank you for doing this for my wife. She's the one that deserves it. I don't do anything, she just tells me. We just got back from Punta Cana about 25 minutes ago. I just drove in the driveway. I got the email from Ann and I thought, oh, they're asking for money, so I better get over there. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you to you and Karen, Mr. Usher. I'm almost getting over all those laughs you made me run around that park, by the way. So, I'm sure we'll arrange some type of formal event when we put the plaque up, and we'll make sure we get a hold of everybody who might want to be there.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I haven't forgot about the money, by the way. That brings us to 6.1. The report from Corporate Services. Councilor Reynolds?
Move adoption of the report.
Thank you. Second. Councilor Simone? Any questions or comments? Councilor Proulx?
Yes, I'm not sure whether it's a question or a comment. On page 14, the last chapter, 4.3, Joint Health and Safety Committees, JH. There's no mention at all here about unions. Now, I've been involved in joint health and safety through many places, the province. unions, I know we have a couple here in town, at least a couple, and can you tell me why they're not included?
Through you, Mayor DiCarlo. We do have union representation on each of our joint health and safety committees at each of our work sites, according to the Occupational Health and Safety Act.
Yes, but in the policy, there's not a single mention of unions anywhere. On page 14, subparagraph 4.3, it talks about groups of workers and groups of supervisors. I think that's probably management, but there's nothing in here about union management, health and safety committees. And that's, I think that there is a place somewhere in this document that says that the unions are integrally involved. And I don't see it. Could that be put in?
Through you, Mayor DiCarlo, I think that we could include that if that's something that council wishes. I don't see an issue with including union language within this document.
Do you want to make an amendment?
Sure. Then I would move that under at least that paragraph 4.3, that wording to the effect that the union or unions in the town are particularly involved in the health and safety committee structure.
Councilor Reno, are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Councilor Simone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions or comments or concerns? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Good. Brings us down to 8.1, the Kingsbridge subdivision, acceptance of infrastructure. Councilor Small? Moved, I take it? Okay.
Sorry.
I wasn't sure. Deputy Mayor, any questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Brings us down to 10.1, committee appointments. Deputy Mayor?
Move 10.1 as recommended.
Thank you. Second? Councilor Simone? Any comments or questions? Okay, Councilor Simone?
Just a comment, and I know the clerk touched upon it. Just a concern on the appointment. I had, like, I think we all submitted our top committees that we wanted to sit on, and I think it was by first come, first serve. So just in future, if potentially that could be in the email, because I was number four. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to get the committee that I was hoping for. So just in the future, if we can ensure to put that down.
Thank you. Deputy Mayor?
Yeah, I had some concern as well about how we're appointing committees, and I had some conversation just before the meeting with respect with the clerk, indicating how the county sets up a striking committee to, you know, and whether or not that's a good option for the town to have some kind of a system like that that would fairly you know, distribute the committees. So I left that for the clerk to dwell over.
I think those are both good suggestions. If there's any changes council would like to make, at least any of these before we vote on it, we could make changes now. If anybody was interested in a different committee that they're not appointed to?
I think it's under a different section for the committee that I was hoping for. It was under 10.3, I believe. It was just the economic development.
Okay. Okay, we can address that when we get to that one. So on these appointments, any other questions or concerns? Okay, all those in favor? Carried. And that brings us to 7.2, which I will leave to council to how to address this. Committee by committee, the entire motion. Council Small?
I would hope that we could go committee by committee, just so that we can discuss each committee as it comes up.
Okay.
If I could, that would make it possible for me to participate in the debate, save and accept for those committees for which I have declared a conflict. You do the whole thing, then I'm conflicted for the whole thing. I don't think that that's what I was hoping would happen.
Split.
That would have been my expectation, so if council would like to just start with the IRCA board, we can start with that one. Councilor Small?
Again, just based on the information we were provided, I know we're not allowed to go into too much detail. do we just save the name and that, okay. And again, just based on the information we were provided, Ron Sutherland.
Is there a second? Okay, looking for another name?
Yep.
Councilor Perk?
I'll give it a try. Based on the information and the lengthy experience, I would like to put forward the name of Marilyn Morrison.
Thank you. Second? Deputy Mayor? There's, excuse me, not a lot we can discuss on that, so I guess I would just ask for a vote. All those in favor of Marilyn? And opposed? Okay, motion passed. That brings us to 5 lay members for the Committee of Adjustment. Maybe to expedite this, we can do one name at a time as opposed to just keep changing 5 names until we get to an answer. Okay. Okay, so there is a recommendation. If anyone on council is okay with the recommendation as made, they can move it now. If not, my recommendation would be to do one name at a time until we get to 5. Or I'd be about to pass this. Council Perk?
If I could, I would like it to be divided one name at a time.
Yeah, one name at a time, okay. Is anyone opposed to one name at a time? Okay, Deputy Mayor?
We could be here all night here if that's what everybody so chooses, going one name at a time here. Because according to the list I've got, there's about 30-odd names or so if we follow certain recommendations. And so if everybody wants to go individually, that's fine with me, but it's going to be a long night.
I think it would actually be longer the other way, because if we keep picking a variety of 5 names, we may never get to 5 names in one group that we will all agree to.
But
if we do one name at a time, then the name will either pass or not pass.
But if the first motion goes through on based on the recommendation, if I make a motion on based on the recommendation and that's acceptable, we can move on. As
you can try
to go 1-1-1.
Yes.
And that's really what I wanted to do is on the committee of adjustments, just, you know, I put through a motion, you know, as recommended. And I'll give you the names of Josh Mayhew, Dave Cousins, Don Shaw, Sherry DeCentury, and Mariana Arpino.
I'll take that motion as made. Is there a second on that list?
If I could, Mr. Mayor, I think a motion to divide is in order, and I don't think it's not debatable, and I didn't hear it not pass. It was acquiesced by you as the chair, and if somebody wants a vote on divide, then I guess we'd have to vote on that way first. Would be my suggestion before you entertain the motion from the Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. I agree with the point, absolutely. I was recognizing the motion, assuming that it would not be seconded. seeing that there's no second, is it council's preference then that we first vote on how we will vote? Or I think we just got agreement that it's going to be one name at a time. And so that's what we will do. I will now take one name. Council Courtney.
Josh Mayhew.
Is there a second for Josh Mayhew? Council Reno, a second. All those in favor? And Josh Mayhew passed. Another name? Council Prue.
Dave Cousins.
Second for Dave Cousins. Councilor Simone, all those in favor? Dave Cousins, approved. Another member? Councilor Simone?
Don Shaw.
Second for Don Shaw. Councilor Prue, all those in favor? Passed. Another name? Deputy Mayor?
Sherry DeCedrin.
Second for Sherry. Councilor Simone, all those in favor? Accepted. And it's the last one, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Last one. Deputy Mayor?
Mariana Arpino.
Is there a second? Councilor Simone? And all those in, all those, sorry, go ahead.
I feel uncomfortable doing this in public, but I've been told this is the way it must be done, and I've never seen this in any other municipality I've been involved with. But Ms. Alpino is not a resident of Amherstburg. I know she owns property here and is legally entitled to be on the Committee of Adjustment. We do have other qualified candidates who live in this town and who I think should be given priority. I do not doubt for a minute her qualifications. There was one small worrying aspect in her application in that she gave her people who we could deal with as one of the major developers in town. And I'm not sure that that is a good thing to have on the Committee of Adjustment. So if this does not pass, I would propose someone else.
Thank you. Is there any other concerns, Deputy Mayor?
This individual has got, you know, a wealth of experience from her, from her past, or I'll just say from the past, and therefore I think she'd be a good asset to the committee, plain and simple. You know, she's entitled, just like every other, you know, tax-paying individual in this new community, by virtue that she owns land, owns property. We really can't shut her up, and shouldn't be shutting her up.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, all those in favor? And opposed? Sorry, Councilor Simone?
Opposed.
Okay.
Just for discussion.
I called the vote already, so I will say opposed. I will look for another name. Councilor Burke?
I would go with the name of Mr. Buchanan, who has been in the town who served on the board for 2 years in the past.
Second? Councilor Courtney? Any comments? Councilor Simone?
Can we just have a few minutes? I just, I remember the name. I just want to review if that's okay.
Yep. favor, Terry Buchanan. Accepted. And that brings us on to the drainage board. Council approved?
I would like to move the name of Ron Sutherland.
Second for Ron Sutherland, Council Courtney. Any comments? All those in favor? Accepted. Another name? Council Reynolds?
Bob Pilon.
Second for Bob Pilon, Deputy Mayor. Any comments? All those in favor? Accepted. Third? Council Simone?
Brad Laramie.
Second for Brad Laramie, Council Courtney. Any comments? All those in favor? Carried. Number four? Council Reynolds?
Bob Bazaar.
Second for Bob Bazaar, Deputy Mayor. All those in favor? Accepted. And last one. Council Simone?
Ellen Major.
Second, Deputy Mayor. And all those in favor? Accepted. That brings us to the Heritage Committee.
The next two, I would excuse myself.
Okay. Name for the Heritage Committee, Council Simone?
Jenny LaJoy.
Sorry, hold on a sec. We also have to move the terms of reference first. Amendment. There was an amendment to the terms of reference?
For
five lay members.
Of the Heritage?
Yes.
Okay.
From seven.
From seven, yes, from seven.
I'll move.
Deputy Mayor? And second, Council Reynolds? Any comments? Okay, all those in favor? So moved. Be looking for a name now. Deputy Mayor?
Robert Honor.
Second, Council MacArthur? Any comments? All those in favor? Accepted. Another name? Council Reynolds?
Shirley Pearson Prue. Did I say that right?
Yes. Second, Deputy Mayor? Any comments? All those in favor? Accepted. Number three? Deputy Mayor?
Simon Chambly.
Second? Councilor Courtney? Any comments? All those in favor? Accepted. Number four? Councilor Simone?
Jenny LaJoy.
Second? Council MacArthur?
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Jenny LaJoy.
I thought we said that one first.
No, but I think we had to do the thing first.
Oh, then we flipped over.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay. Lost track.
There was a second. Any comments? Okay, all those in favor? Carried. And last one. Council Reynolds.
Stephanie Pouget-Papik.
Thank you. Second. Council Courtney. Any comments? All those in favor? Accepted. We need an amendment to five lay members for the Parks and Recreation Committee.
I'll move that.
Deputy Mayor, second. Councilor Simone, any comments? All those in favor? Moved. And looking for the first name. Councilor Courtney?
Wes Ewer.
Thank you. Second. Councilor MacArthur, any comments? All those in favor? Carried. Second name? Councilor Simone?
Patrick Catton.
Second? Councilor Reynolds? Any comments? All those in favor? Carried. Carla?
Shirley Kirsten Prue.
Second, Deputy Mayor. Any comments? All those in favor? Accepted? Last one? Fourth one? Deputy Mayor?
Kennedy Lang.
Second, Councilor Round. Any comments? All those in favor? Accepted? And last one? Deputy Mayor?
Brenton Sharman.
Second, Councilor MacArthur. Any comments? All those in favor? Accepted? And that brings us to 10.3, the Economic Development Advisory Committee and Audit Advisory Committee, Terms of Reference and Appointments. So I believe we want to remove the Audit Committee from this one? Okay, so we will bring that forward at another meeting.
We have to make a motion to defer it though, or?
Well, we haven't moved anything yet, so.
So we'll just amend this to bring the committee back to the board.
So you want to move this?
We're going to move this, and then number five would be to bring out the committee.
So we can move the motion as is, except with the addition that the Audit Advisory Committee will come back the next meeting.
So we would move one to four, points one to through to four.
Correct.
Okay.
So can I get a mover?
Is this?
Councilor Simone, did you want to change the terms of the Audit Committee? The Economic Development Committee.
I'm not sure if it's possible potentially to have another counselor on it. I'm not sure how that works.
Councilor Prue?
If I could make a motion, I think it's eminently possible.
Yeah.
I think what we need to do is move that three counselors be appointed to the Economic Development Advisory Committee, those being Donald MacArthur, Michael Prue, and Pat Simone, and as well that there be four lay members be appointed, because I think we cannot, I'm saying if you have three, I think you have to have an odd number, and so I think we would need four lay members to be appointed as well. So it would be a committee of seven.
So moved. Second. Councilor Courtney? Any? Do you want to do the three members?
Do four members.
Do four members. And, okay, so. We have a motion as is, so. Okay, so we will accept, we'll vote on the motion and then we'll come back and do the four lay members. So on the motion, Deputy Mayor?
So we are going to motion to move one, two, and three. Is that correct? That's what we should be doing, should we not?
And that four will be four members
that we're going to vote on. And, yeah, that's right. And that point, then we will appoint four lay members to the county committee.
Correct. Okay, any other questions? All those in favor? Carried. And now, first person. Deputy Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I put forth the name Carolyn Davies.
Second. Councilor MacArthur? Any comments? All those in favor? Carried. Second name? Councilor Prue?
Yes, I put forward the name Jack Edwards.
Thank you. Second. Councilor Simone? Any comments? All those in favor? Carried. Number three. Councilor Simone?
Tom Crossan.
Thank you. Second. Councilor Courtney? And any comments? All those in favor? favor? Accepted. And number four, council approved?
Accept the part of the name of Lawrence Ambler.
Second. Council Courtney, any comments? All those in favor? Accepted. Okay, and now can I get a motion to approve the terms of reference with the amendments? Council Reynolds? And second? Deputy Mayor, any comments or questions? All those in favor? Carried. That brings us to 10.4. Regarding the policy framework. Deputy Mayor?
Move the recommendation as presented.
Thank you. Second? Councilor Simone, any comments or questions? Seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. That brings us to our information reports. Item 11. Motion to receive all of these reports. Councilor Simone, second. Deputy Mayor, on the motion to receive, all those in favor? Carried. And is there any that anyone would like to deal with? Okay, nothing coming out of those. Consent correspondence, item 12. Motion to receive. Sorry, Council Courtney?
11.1, I'm sorry, I missed something there.
Okay, we can come back to 11.1. Did you have a question?
I do have questions, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I've got quite a few questions, actually. Okay. I hate dragging up the past, obviously, but just moving forward, because I've had questions from residents since it became public knowledge. So, first question, when did the town take this debt on from the Amherstburg Research Support?
Through your worship, in the private confidential memo that was provided to council, that was acknowledged. It took the receivable in June of 2017.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And why would the town do that? Take it on from the Amherstburg Police Services Board?
As was provided to you in the private confidential memo, the rationale of the receivable being taken from the Amherstburg Police Services Board was because it was an unrecorded receivable in the Amherstburg Police Services, and therefore we had to record the revenue, and that was recorded. Once the receivable was issued. As was explained in the private and confidential memo, there was no record of that receivable in the town's financial books.
Yep.
Thank you. And who authorized the claiming of this debt onto the town?
I don't quite understand the question.
Was it the police services board that came to the towns to rid themselves of this debt because they were having difficulty, or we went and sought to help remedy the situation?
As was identified in the private and confidential memo, the rationale of why the town took the receivable was purely a financial accountability of the matter. The police services board has no policy on collections of receivable other than the police chief is responsible to collect. The receivable is outstanding for over a year prior to the town being made aware of it.
So unfortunately, you've got to bear with me here. John can explain. Something happened. We had to reboot my computer, so all my highlighted sections were deleted, so I didn't save it to my computer. Still learning. based on the policy, what step are we at in regards to this matter?
As was provided in the private confidential memo, we're at the collection agency phase.
And based on my notes, I can give dates, correct? Or is there a conflict? Just dates, date reference?
I think you can give date references.
Okay, perfect, thank you. So January 1st, we assumed this, correct, of 2017?
No, we assumed it June of 2017. We backdated the receivable to January 1.
And in regards to our policy, did we start off with the original first 60-day notice and then 90-day?
I'll have to defer to the treasurer, who Sarah is responsible for that.
We would have began collections against that receivable the second we were made aware of it. My department would have followed the protocol, sent statements, and then eventually taken it all the way to the step we are now in.
Thank you, Mr. Russo. And I know we have our policy in place. How long is there a time frame in regards to the collection agency having this to try to reclaim the lost one to the town?
There really is no time frame on it. They'll contact us once they've exhausted all efforts.
And again, I can't find it in the policy because it was highlighted. Once it's past this phase in collections, what would be the next course of action from the town if the collection agency comes back and says we cannot reclaim these lost monies to the town?
In accordance to 6.7 of the policy, what we'll look at, if it's been listed with the collections agency, which we have, the next thing we'll be looking at is if we're going to explore litigation against the debtor. That is something that we'll get a legal opinion on how successful we can or can't be with that.
And in regards to that, would council have a say in if it was of best interest? Would it come back before council with administration's recommendation to proceed or not proceed with litigation?
Well, I guess I can say to you, if that's the wishes of council, typically the policy, which is the guiding document in which administration would move forward on this issue with, provides the remedies for the outstanding receivable to be dealt with. If council so wishes for this particular one, then we could definitely do that. I will tell you, as I explained to members of council in the private confidential memo, council has an opportunity to approve a budget with a provision of write-offs. Council approves a budget of $200,000 a year for write-offs. We report to council on a regular basis, which is through the quarterly variance report and with an annual write-off report. So we provide council in a transparent manner all the information on which we proceed to do the write-offs, which is supported by this policy. If council wants to treat this particular receivable in a different manner, that's totally up to the will of council.
I would like to only, I actually have a question for Ms. Horvath. She might be able to answer this. And it was asked earlier, in regards to write-offs, would you be able to tell me how many times the town has had to write something off in the last 4 years? We'll just say 4 years. And the cost associated. I see the $200,000 that's earmarked. So, or Mr. Russo.
Oh, I have it. Thank you, through you, Mr. Mayor. So, with respect to the write-offs and your question, Councillor, over the past 5 years is what we looked at. Outside of property taxes, which normally have a number of adjustments throughout the year for various reasons, there has been one item.
I guess further into this, is there any background checks in regards to corporations or festival committees that do want to host a festival in our town? Is there any requirements to prevent this loss to the town moving forward? Is there a policy in place whether they have to provide insurance before they're granted a festival or something to that effect?
Through you, worship to Councillor Courtney. With regards to policing services. Anyone that now requires police services will have to get that approved through the City of Windsor, which they're responsible for providing those services. As it relates to the town, when it is an issue dealt with, for example, road closures and things of that nature, they are not significant receivables. They go through our committee, our special events committee, to establish what's required. We have not had this type of issue appear for us from us before, but I'm not aware of an application process. Most of our receivables that happen usually are able to be charged against property taxes as well. In this particular situation, with this particular event, I'm not aware of a contract, I'm not aware of an application, I'm not aware of any of that. So I would suggest you going forward, we are still creating a number of policies. If that's a policy that council wishes us to explore for all of credit applications for anyone that's going to be getting credit from the town, we can definitely be doing that. Just recognizing that there will be some costs incurred to do credit checks and things of that nature, because that's usually not our business. Excuse me, I've just been informed by the treasurer, there is a $250 deposit that all events requiring road closures and things of that nature have to pay before we actually do anything. And insurance.
The insurance covers what?
Liabilities. Yeah. Name, the co-name's the town.
Okay, but in regards to receivables, there's no...
No, you'd probably be looking for bonding or something of that nature, which would add further cost to the festival. I'm not sure if that's the will of council and that's what they want to do going forward. That's something we can definitely explore.
Hold on a second. Sorry, this is just in regards to, I was just looking at some paperwork that did come across to me, and I was just looking at the numbers based on the festivals that they had, and it looks like total vendor sales, 146,000, attendance, 4,834 people. This was in regards to, this is the Harvest Fest, actually, and I do believe as a town, we have to have something in place to recoup costs, town costs that... I love hosting festivals, but this is a huge dropped ball. I don't know who's responsible, but I do think if it costs money to have somebody bonded, to have them carry, you know, for this instance, I mean, it's great that they want to host a festival in our town. They have to be accountable. And it looks like they hosted a good event. It looks like they pulled in pretty good proceeds, at least the vendors did, but the town's left with a bill. And as a taxpayer, I live here, I can attend these festivals, but this is a cost that could be written off, but we got to fight for it. And I just think that this needs to be looked at in regards to moving forward for sure.
Through your worship, Councillor Courtney, with regards to the high ticket items, which would have been policing and off-duty police officers, as I explained earlier, that will now be responsibility of the City of Windsor, and they'll use their own policies and procedures and how they collect. I can tell you that I would imagine that they would have a contract that you'd be required to sign with the appropriate documentation. And going forward, the simplest thing for us to do is have everything paid up front when it comes to road closures. The $250 may not be enough. My understanding is most times it is in the range of about $500 to $900. So the town's portion is really not that much for us to make an amendment and have the road closures paid up front. The other issues, it'll be for them to deal with the City of Windsor.
Thank you. I got one final question. This is it. Is it possible to do an amendment to this policy? I believe that based on the numbers in the last 5 years, we've only had one write-off. Because of the magnitude and the amount of money, which is significant, that council be brought in regards to what administration recommends. In regards to this particular issue, and if it's such an anomaly anyways, I don't think it's a big burden to have to present this to council moving forward, what your recommendations are and what our input might be in regards to reclaiming
your worship, to Counselor Courtney, are you looking just, if we're proposing to write this particular one off, bring it back to council?
Just in regards to, an account will be identified as non-collectible where all the following conditions exist, so number one, it's at a collection agency for a long time, still, litigation against the debtor is unsuccessful, so obviously, once the collection agency's done with it, if council could be brought in to after administration, what the next course of action is, I would like to, if it's possible.
Through your worship, to Counselor Courtney, so would you like us to amend the policy, or do you want to pass a motion just for this particular one?
I'm okay with an amendment to the policy, just because it seems like it's a rarity, but I think that because of the concern from the residents that I've heard, that as their representative, that we should at least be able to hear it and listen and make a good sound decision with administration in conjunction with.
Okay, I take that as a motion to amend the policy. Is there a second?
A second for discussion.
Council Prue, yeah. And discussion, Council Prue?
Yes, I think what you're asking for is a good thing, but this is an anomaly. I don't think that we should be amending policies that have served the town fairly well up to this point. This was a circumstance, I think, beyond the previous council's control. It was a mix-up as far as I can see, and I think, although I seconded the motion, if you would accept a friendly amendment, I think we should go down the road of just for this one only, because it is an anomaly, rather than changing policy that probably is in place for good reason. So, if you will accept that, then I will continue my second.
I will.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Okay, all those in favor? Opposed? Okay, carried. Now that brings us to 12.1. And 12.2. Deputy Mayor?
I'll move the receipt of 12.1 and 12.2, and I'd like to speak to 12.2. When there's a second.
Thank you. Second. Councilor Simone, and back to you, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. I'm not sure if it's Mr. Galvin. Bill 66, and in particular Schedule 10, which the government has finally just pulled back on Schedule 10, which was a dangerous, we'll say, approach that they were to use, that Bill 66 was going to allow what they call open for business, where Schedule 10, as I'll just briefly update people, Schedule 10 would have amended the province's Planning Act to allow municipalities to create open for business zoning bylaws, allowing them to circumvent existing provincial legislation, including the Green Belt Act, the Clean Water Act, the Great Lakes Protection Act, in order to entice major employers. And I guess the risk of that is that all of a sudden we have disregard for what we'll call Clean Water Act and all of those things, and we can now infringe on all the work that we've done or hinder all the work that we've done. I guess my question to Mr. Galvin is are we okay with Bill 66 now, or somewhat as amended by removing Schedule 10 as the government's going to do?
Through you, Mayor, I'd have to look at it in more detail. Frequently these bills are voluminous, and there could be other things that could impact that. It's my understanding that there is powers granted to under Schedule 10, which you don't have to exercise. However, you know, if you wanted a full opinion on Bill 66, I'd have to do some research and come back in terms of the implications of that. I do see that the correspondence is a resolution to the Premier and others in terms of the concerns. Certainly Council could echo those concerns. That's up to the will of Council to do so. But in terms of the fulsome analysis of Bill 66, we have to do some research into that.
Well, Bill 66 covers a lot of areas, but I just, the only one that I was concerned about was the one that had to do with the planning. And I guess if I'd like to maybe get direction to administration to give us a little update maybe on that portion of Bill 66, which has to do with the planning, which impacts on our planning.
Did you want to amend your original motion?
I'm sorry?
Did you want to amend your original motion or make a separate motion after we receive?
Can, do we do it as just a direction to administration, or do we have to do as a motion?
It would probably be best to give direction to administration.
Okay, so we'll leave the motion as is then, or, and then I'll do a direction after?
Yeah. So to, just the motion to receive, all those in favor? Carried, and now the motion to give direction to administration.
Okay, I'd like to request that administration look into Bill 66 as it relates to the planning, our planning department, and give us, I guess, an update as to what the government's intention is, and I guess elaborate a bit more on the Schedule 10 impacts, I guess, but it looks like it's being repealed from the bill itself, so but just want to, I guess, cover ourselves, if I get some clarification from Mr. Gallagher.
And second? Councilor Courtney? Any comments or questions? Councilor Prue?
I have a question. If it's being repealed, and I don't see the rationale to giving staff extra work, I mean, if you could explain to me, if the government has already signaled an intention to repeal, then it, that portion will be taken out of the act, or the entire act can sometimes be withdrawn, reworked, and sent back. At which point, I think it's a perfectly logical thing to ask for, but if you're just trying to give the staff work, I think they have enough work to do. So if you, there has to be a rationale to me on a repealed bill that you want some report.
Deputy Mayor?
And Schedule 10 of the bill, of Bill 66, is what's being pulled back. There's other aspects of it, and I guess so that we all understand, since we have to make planning decisions here, that we all understand the ramification or the implication or ramifications of Bill 66 as a whole. It's just what triggered this question for me was when I looked at Schedule 10 and looked at the negative impacts it would have on our environment, I wanted to understand the full Bill 66, I guess, because we're asked to make planning decisions along the way, and that's why I'm asking for this information.
Councilor Prue?
We belong to the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, otherwise known as AMO. AMO has a copy of the bill. AMO has already indicated its displeasure to the Ontario government, hence I think the reason that it's been withdrawn. As a voice, 444 municipalities have said no. We are but one of them, although a good, strong, and mighty one. But they have said no, and AMO has the expertise, and AMO has the monies from all of the municipalities through dues to do that kind of in-depth research. Should we not be getting our research from AMO rather than have staff do it? It's a rhetorical question, perhaps, but I think it's a logical one.
Okay. Is there any other questions or comments? Deputy Mayor?
And I'm sorry. And AMO, yes, represents many municipalities, but some may vote for, some may vote against, and I guess I'm looking to become educated at our level, our municipality, regardless of what, you know, AMO's position will be. I'm interested in clean water within our municipality. The environmental, the Clean Water Act, okay, which became in jeopardy, was brought about by Walkerton, and so all of these things that all of a sudden Premier Ford wants to try and impose upon us was of concern, and I want clean water here, and I don't want to see a Walkerton, because we all become responsible personally for any issues with respect to water, and I'm just, again, covering all bases, getting as much information as I can.
Okay, any other questions or comments? On the motion, all those in favor? Opposed? Motion fails? That to 13, correspondence, 13.1. Councilor Simone, moved, second. Councilor Reno, any questions or comments? Okay, all those in favor? Carried. That brings us to unfinished business. Any unfinished business items? Okay, new business. Any new business items? Councilor Courtney?
I'm sure you're all aware. I'm just going to put the motion. I'd like to move a motion that administration be directed to bring back a report on projected timeframe for replacement of the Lions Pool and the Centennial Baseball Diamonds, which will include costs, recommendations for locations, as well as any other feasible options that may be available to the community. And if I can add it to some capacity, what the plan is while we transition from what we had to what we are going to get.
Okay, is there a second? Councilor Peru?
Yes, again, is this not on the notice of motion?
It could be direction to bring back a report, but I take your point.
Because I definitely support it, but I don't know if it's new business. It's more a notice of motion that you want to do that at the next meeting.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, with respect to this, if he's directing a report, then he is bringing something back for the next meeting, so it's technically not a notice of motion. If you're looking for a decision, then it would be notice of motion for a decision to be brought back to the next meeting. So when you're looking for direction for a report, it can be done as a notice.
Then if he could indicate, I know I seconded it, if he could indicate which one it is, then I'll...
I would love to have an answer today. I realize there's a lot of parameters to this, and I'm going to allow administration, hopefully they've been delving into it, and options, indoor-outdoor location, and all of these other things, third-party. So I will accept, just this is why I'm going to give direction for a report to bring back with.
Okay, so it is new business. Okay, then thank you. And then I do second the motion.
Through your worship to Councilor Courtney, I would suggest that I will not be able to bring that back next meeting. With regards to location, I can make some recommendations with regards to location. I can make some recommendations with regards to indoor and outdoor. I can give council order of magnitude, but I will assure you there's been no provision in the 2019 budget for this. So that'll be a council decision with regards to the financial implications and those associated with that. I will tell you the 2019 budget does include a provision for master study at the Libro Center, which would have included looking at an indoor pool facility with that. With regards to budgeting and going forward, there's going to have to be some decisions by council made if they want an indoor or if they want an outdoor pool. I can give you order of magnitude costing if that would satisfy council at that point in time. I couldn't get into the specifics of a budget because we'd have to do design parameters, and based on where we locate that. So for example, if we put it in another park and we do another outdoor pool, the services that are going to be required, the site servicing and things of that nature, I have to figure all those things out. I mean, that I'll do, but I can't do that at the next council meeting.
I guess it's a start. I mean, the bottom line is there's been no forethought in regards to lost infrastructure, sporting infrastructure, and user group. So I'm just trying to expedite in whatever way I can as a counselor, and asking administration for assistance in putting a contingency plan in place to take care of these user groups and have a vision and some direction moving forward into what the end goal is, replacement and location.
I do take exception to Councilor Courtney that you say there's been no foresight. There has been some foresight. I would suggest to you the user groups are not happy with what's happening at the present moment, but the community has been made aware that administration would be looking at replacement of some of the facilities. The Parks Master Plan did highlight for everyone that we do have a number of facilities that are available in town that go and additionally create those same resources would be, in my opinion, not the best use of municipal taxpayer dollars. I understand you're representing the user groups, and I appreciate that, but to say that we've had no foresight, I would disagree with you, strongly disagree with you there. We do have foresight. I will tell you, that is my former role when I was at the City of Windsor. I was the executive director of Parks and Facilities. I do understand how a Parks Master Plan works. I do understand how to plan the proper use of municipal assets on both sides, on the recreation, parks, and facilities side. So I do take exception to the comment that we had no foresight.
And in regards to the Parks Master Plan, I do recall that it stated that the recommendation was for another secondary splash pad. So hence why the user groups and our delegates from last week came forward with their concerns. And I'm just trying to give some direction and hopefully intervene on Parks and Rec Advisory Committee. Just need some kind of a plan, game plan. And whatever you can bring back in regards to my motion would be greatly appreciated to show them that there is, we're visibly moving forward. And I'm not sorry for any disrespect if I look at there's no foresight, but it just, things seem to be in limbo right now, and that's my own observations as well. So just need to kind of find something to look forward to and know how far down the road it's going to be.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? All those in favor? Carried. Any other new business? Councilor Small?
I'm not sure if this is allowed. I think I spoke to the clerk about this, but there was a list of unfinished items from the previous council, and I was just hoping that potentially any outstanding items on the unfinished list as of November 30th, 2018 could be brought back to council just to ensure that they're dealt with, just because a lot of them deal with delegations that came forward, so I just wanted to ensure that they have all the items that they're looking for finished.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, moved. Second. Councilor Courtney, any questions or comments? Those in favor? Carried. Any other new business? Councilor MacArthur?
Can I just ask a question? I mean, I was going to. What if we want to get a new national anthem in here? That's more stirring. Can I get the ball rolling right now? Just by
we have actually been looking for some time. It's not. I mean, it's just a question of picking one. But if you'd like to make a suggestion on that, we are definitely open to it.
Yeah, I mean, Marcy, we've all got an email. Like, it's not very stirring. The one we have right now, and maybe we could get a better one. We could script the high school kids. I'd be okay with that. Or, I mean, I don't want to be, with budget time, have you guys do more reports, but maybe we could really kind of build a buzz in town and get the Baptist Church to sing O Canada or something. I mean, I'm just sort of throwing it out there. And definitely, I think some better visuals we could get pretty easily, even if we ask people to send in pictures of Amherstburg from... right now it's pretty and icy, but there's spring shots or something, but definitely we could get better visuals and a more string anthem. I think I don't have it figured out in my head what the best process to do that would be right now, but I'd like to change it.
Councilor Pruitt?
Yes, I've already talked to the clerk about this. The federal government does produce them, mm-hmm. but if we're going to have a new anthem, there's two things that have to be done in my view. The first one is we have to adopt the new words. I was listening today, and I think I was the only one singing the new words. So please, if you're going to do it, it's in all of us command, because it is the law, and everybody's still singing the old one. And the second one is, this is a bilingual country, and we are in a bilingual area. I think at least part of the anthem should contain one or two sentences in French.
Thank you for raising those points. The first one was part of our problem. We did find some that we thought were good, but they did not include the new words, which was the big problem. And we have been trying to find one that is as all-inclusive as we could. So there is quite a number of them out there, and like I said, we're definitely open to it. So if you would like to do something like that, the one we currently have was just by reaching out to the high school. It was difficult to try and get them to complete the project, I will tell you that. And so if you want to do something formally, like have people send in pictures. We did have a photo contest with the last term. We did get a number of excellent photos, and we have used them in a lot of our advertising. It was a good project, and if you want to do something like that, that relates to Ocanda as well, or I would just leave it to council to put something forward. I don't think there's any disagreement that we need to change it, so it's just a question of how you would like to proceed. I mean, we can continue to look. It's not a question of that. We're just trying to be as, we don't want to put another one out there that just won't be well received. Let's put it that way.
Pat had a good idea. She had several tonight, but she had one there as well. Could we just form like a little committee? Like,
sure.
I would be keen to help get it going. I think Pat, you know,
yeah,
would be keen
to help.
And just and just kind of spitball, you know, how we can get it going. And we'd like Marcy to be on it, please. Yes.
You could do that, and that's pretty much what I was suggesting. Is it doesn't have to be something so formal that it comes
from
direction.
Maybe don't call it a committee.
So
call it a whatever.
Sure.
You call it.
Yeah,
we don't by all means, I'm more than happy to have someone else take care of that. So if you would like to put that together, absolutely. And if there's anything you need from administration or the rest of council, just let me know.
Just some instruments.
Okay, and so the clerk has graciously offered to participate to make sure that there are no check boxes overlooked, let's put it that way. And I'm sure you will be communicating in that respect, and we'll get the ball rolling. Yes, all right, so we got a formal plan on that. Any other new business? Okay, any notices of motion? None, and that brings us to the last two bylaws that can be moved together unless there's an issue with either one. Mover? Council Prue, second. Council MacArthur. All those in favor? Carried. And motion to adjourn. Councilor Courtney and Councilor Reynolds, all those in favor? Carried.